sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if we have time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Finnelli.
That's right. It is the Sports Dump, and I am your host, Joe Canale. The Sports Dump is all the sports you can fit into one sitting. Ironically, today I am recording this episode standing up, which I usually do not do. Doesn't really matter much to you, but I thought I'd add that information anyway. All right. Well, let's get right to it here on the Sports Dump. Since it is the afternoon, I will only be giving the matchups for baseball and not the scores from yesterday. But believe it or not, we are going to start with hockey. Yeah, I'm just as surprised as you are. But there's that little going on. So last night in Nashville, the Predators tied the Penguins. Not in the game, in the series. They defeated the Penguins, which then meant they tied the Penguins. You understand if you're a sports fan. If you're not, you certainly aren't listening. So the series is tied at 2. Which is kind of amazing to me because if you've been listening, and you probably haven't, I've been predicting a sweep ever since it was 2-1, which was a real bad prediction after that first two games. But it looks like we got a series here, folks, and that's good because it looks like the NBA series will not be one. Now, they're going to prove me wrong in that, and that's okay. I'm willing to jinx myself with a bad take to ensure a good series. So the series is tied 2-2. And that means we're at least coming back to Nashville, so we'll see all those ugly yellow shirts in the crowd again. That's all the hockey news I've got for you. Now, back to Major League Baseball. We will give the schedule today and not the scores from last night because we got more games to talk about today anyway. Oh, this is giving me the hockey scores. I've got to vamp here for a second, folks. Okay, in baseball, tonight the Yankees and Red Sox renew the best rivalry in baseball in Yankee Stadium as Masahiro Tanaka tries to turn his season around against Drew Pomeranz, and let's hope he does that, right? The Pirates are playing in Baltimore in a interleague game. Reminds me of the We Are Family Pirates and the 1979 World Series. When my family came to Anaheim to go to Disneyland, but we left every day early so my father could get back to the hotel to watch a World Series with two teams he didn't root for. So that's why I'm doing this podcast now, basically. No option. The Angels are playing the Tigers in Detroit. Let's not even name the pitchers unless they're interesting. The Cardinals are playing the Reds. Wainwright's pitching in that one. The White Sox and the Rays are playing in Tampa Bay, the Phillies and Braves, in a game no one cares about in Atlanta, especially in Atlanta. The Giants and Brewers are playing. The Brewers are actually good, and the Giants are actually bad, so that's interesting. The Mets and Rangers in a little more interleague action down in Texas. The Marlins and Cubs. The Cubs seem to have hopefully turned their season around for those who root for them, and unfortunately for those who don't. And the powerful Astros are going to probably beat up on the Royals today. The Indians will play the Rockies. A lot of interleague here. Padres and Diamondbacks. Blue Jays and A's. Twins and Mariners. And then a nice matchup. The Nationals and Dodgers. A couple of good teams going out there. Max Scherzer against Brandon McCarthy. Scherzer, the better pitcher. Brandon McCarthy, the better tweeter amongst the two of them. Scherzer also has those two different colored eyes like a husky dog. So that's some interesting facts about baseball. In the NBA, there's more no news because they're still not playing a game. The game's tomorrow. We got nothing to report on that. There's probably little news stories and everything, but that's ridiculous. And today's a pretty light day, but that means we've got some room for, yes, the French Open tennis. So let's talk about tennis. I said I wouldn't talk about tennis until it became, you know, close to the quarterfinals or the semifinals or whatever, and I think we are there. The women's draw is into the semifinals, that's right, and the men's draw is down to the final eight. So they're both down to the final eight. That's pretty good. We're in the quarterfinals right now, okay? So in the men's draw, it's almost completely chalk. And if you don't know what chalk means, it means all the top seeds are in. Of the So the eight remaining players, you have seven of the top eight seeds, and one of the top eight seeds who didn't make it in lost a five-set match just in the last round. So they almost had complete chalk, which is pretty interesting. You got Andy Murray, the one, against eight, Nishikori. You have Wawrinka, the three, against Cilic, the seven, in the top of the bracket. And then at the bottom, you got P. Carreno Busta. I don't know what the P stands for, but he beat Raonic. He's the 20 seed, so he's the outlier. And he's going against Nadal, so good luck. And then you got Thiem, the six seed, playing Djokovic, the two seed. So that's pretty good. You got as big as names can get in the men's game. You've got them right there, except Federer, who didn't play in this tournament. And in the women's side, it's a little crazier. We already have in the semifinals, you got Jay Ostapenko. And I should know Jay's first name, but let's say it's Yarena Ostapenko. It may not be that, but Ostapenko's her last name. She's in the semis going up against Baczynski, I think it is, the 30 seed. So that's already set. They're in the final four. But then on the bottom of the bracket, you got Svitlona, the 5, against Halep, the 3, and Garcia, the 28, against Pliskova, the 2. I probably said all of those names wrong, but you can go on the bracket yourself and figure out how to say them the right way. And finally, just a little slight story with some commentary. Michigan State suspended 3 players today. Actually kicked them out of school today. They were involved in a sexual assault case, and I guess charges were brought against them today. And so they were kicked out of school immediately for that. Before that happened, they had been kicked off of campus and put on probation. And I think the campus did a good job of that. And I only want to point that out to parallel it to Baylor University, which the story still is unfolding in Baylor. But if you don't know what it is, it's horrible. And look it up. Just put Baylor cover up rape. And that should tell you, just in the search terms, that should tell you how bad the story is. But most people who are sports fans probably know it a little bit. But Michigan State in this scenario, I think doing the right thing, but it's just amazing what a horrible, prevalent problem it is, and they've got to do more to take care of it. But at least they're doing more than Baylor, which is still needs to be maybe given the death penalty for the way they behaved with their thing. So there's that little bit of commentary. It's a short episode here today. It's later in the day. Probably no one's going to listen to it, so why waste that much time? But if you are listening to it, thank you very much. Listen to it every day. Download it on iTunes. You just have to download the Sports Widow podcast, which is once a week, and then this is our little daily update. And you can also follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Sports Dump Show. And a website to come, so look for that. All right. Have a good one. Music at the end still pending, so. Sports Dump.